Refugees in Uganda are turning to Christ. Mob attacks in Sri Lanka hit the church. And a knock on the door is changing Haitians' hearts. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry at service of Cornerstone University. I'm Greg Yoder. Years of civil conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo killed many people, injured others, and forced many from their homes. While more peaceful, bands of rebels are still forcing many from Congo into Uganda. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says refugee camps have been established. He describes the situation.
They have had to walk for days. They have been able to carry almost nothing with them except what they can put in their arms. They're not only malnourished, but often are sick. They haven't had water to drink. And so their conditions are quite weak initially.
Medical Teams is helping with health care. Van der Zalm says the camp is a good news story.
In this camp, God is at work. As a result of having been there and faithfully working day after day, God is now beginning to touch hearts through the volunteer staff that we have there.
Churches are starting. Help them do more at our website. Next, the Sri Lankan church is reeling from several violent mob attacks and beatings these last few weeks. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, a pastor was severely wounded after being beaten by a Buddhist monk. Later, an angry mob attacked five Christian homes and a grocery shop, smashing windows with clubs and throwing rocks. The shop owner was badly injured and the families were forced to flee into the jungle. Pray for healing and strength for the Sri Lankan Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. Drought is starving East Africa, but also its livestock. One agency reports that armed conflict over resources in Turkana, Kenya is getting worse as pastoralists get desperate. Animals are dying from lack of food and water, so livestock are an increasingly coveted commodity. Entire herds are being stolen and people are being killed in the process. Bright Hope International has work in this area. Help them save lives and bring Christ's eternal hope. Our website can connect you. Meanwhile, the lives of dozens of Haitians are changing with a simple knock on a door. A door-to-door ministry might be impractical in a lot of the world, but in Haiti, it's highly effective. With an unemployment rate nearly 70%, people aren't only in desperate need of hope, but Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks points out, they're also home.
In Haiti, so many people do not work. They have a little garden by their home, or they just are around the neighborhood or at home a lot, and so there's a lot of response.
And although there are plenty of ministries in Haiti, many Haitians still have never heard more than the name of Jesus. Baptist Haiti Mission workers are changing that as they build their new door-to-door evangelism program.
What these believers down there are able to share is the very real truth of how Christ in their lives has affected them and to tell people about eternal salvation.
You can be a part of this ministry and build a church for new believers. There are links on our website. And are you spiritually starving with only daily breadcrumbs of the Word? Biblica was alarmed by the statistics saying that as many as 1,700 people every day stop reading the Bible. To change this trend, they came out with the Community Bible Experience Program. Paul Caminetti with Biblica says the program is needed especially in a generation not used to reading the full Word of God.
We do read the Bible in fragments. We read a chapter here, a verse there. And the fact is that the Bible didn't come to us in sound bites, but we have somehow created a culture of Bible McNuggets.
The program encourages groups to use a special version of the Bible that presents books and chapters in historical context. Ultimately, they have whole churches reading through the New Testament in 8 weeks.
We've discovered that when a whole church comes together, and instead of engaging the Bible, you know, one group at a time, kind of like a little campfire here and there, we're encouraging them to build a bonfire and for the whole church to do this.
If you want to learn more, just give us a call. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India or Nepal from Global Action. If you've never been there before and your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India or Nepal to help to distribute blankets to those in need during the winter months. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.